guests is our returning champion, Chris Ciardi from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Stand by to see Chris play for a jukebox valued at $8,000. Today, in America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Our champion turned down $3,000 in cash, then he turned down a trip to London, and if he keeps on winning today, he's got a shot at a fabulous $8,000 jukebox. Let's welcome him back, Chris Ciardi. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good. Well, in turning down a couple of good things, you've built up your bank account to $188, and that jukebox cost $260 here on Sale of the Century, so you need a win and $72 more, and you'd have the option then of taking it and leaving, or maybe trying for bigger and better things after that. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Right, good luck. Fine champion here to introduce, I'm sure, a couple of fine challengers this summer, Bartholomew. Oh, there's the whistle you love.
Yes, I do.
You do like whistle, huh?
Who wouldn't love a whistle? Come
I would
on.
Think it was strange if somebody whistled at me. Who did you bring?
I would too, Jim. She met her husband in an amusing way from Fresno, California. A big welcome to Pamela Bolton.
Hi there, Pamela.
And he is always in the headlines. From Cleveland, Ohio, a big hand to John Kleinman.
Hello there, John. Somebody from your home area,
yes,
Fresno,
Fresno,
right? See you later, Summer. John, you are always in the headlines. What do you do to do that?
Well, Jim, I'm an advertising copywriter, so I write a lot of headlines.
Oh, I see. So you're writing music. Sounds like fascinating work. You enjoy it?
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
I would think so. Nice to have you here. Pamela, you met your husband in an amusing way. What happened?
I met him at a major amusement park. He splashed me, and I was hooked. And we've been together ever since.
He splashed you,
he
and
splashed
that caught
me.
Your attention, huh?
He was on the ride, and I was in line.
Okay, nice to have you here. Well, I'm glad it worked out. Good to have you here.
$20
starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is a champion. Gets to do some great shopping. We'll start with this for $5. In the 60s, what squeaky voice singer wanted to tiptoe through the tulips? Pamela.
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim it is. She's quick with the buzzer. $5 for the correct answer. Pamela with 25. What part of a hospital is referred to as the ER? John.
The emergency room.
Yeah, we got another quick challenger there. You're right. Emergency room it is. And a tie at 25. What is the title of the comic strip starring Charlie Brown and Snoopy? Pamela?
Peanuts.
Peanuts it is. Pamela back into the lead. In the popular expression, what family are people always trying to keep up with? John?
The Joneses.
The Joneses is right. The challengers are quick. They're beating the champion to the buzzer. And John and Pamela both at 30. Name the meal eaten as a combination of breakfast and lunch. John?
Brunch.
Brunch it is, and John goes into the lead. And a great time to go into the lead, because that's a signal for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead has the opportunity to buy bargain merchandise. John, $5 lead over Pamela, $15 lead over Chris, and you have the opportunity to buy this.
John, enjoy a good mixer in your own kitchen. The KitchenAid food processor chops, mixes, slices, and shreds. A versatile appliance with power and speed. Practical with quality. Furnished by KitchenAid. And it's normally priced at $439. But today on Sale of the Century, cheers for only $5.
Well, first of all, John, did you like Summer's copy? Did she do good there?
Not bad.
Okay, good. All right, just gonna get a professional opinion there.
Thank you.
Great food processor. $439 normally would cost. You can have it for $5. You'd be in a tie with Pamela if you bought it. It's your first opportunity to buy. You don't know if you get another chance. I didn't hear Summer mention anything about the vegetables. I gave you $200 to buy the vegetables to go with it. $639 bargain for $5. Going once.
Buy it, John.
Going twice.
Buy it.
Going to buy the food processor and the cash. Enjoy that. Enjoy the cash. Cost you just the value of one question. Knock it off your score, and you're in a tie with Pamela. This TV comedy about New York police detective starred Hal... Chris?
Barney Miller.
Hal Linden and I was going to say. Barney Miller is what you should say, and the champion gets his first question. Right? Goes to 25. What eastern state capital hosts the nation's oldest marathon race? John.
Boston.
Boston it is. John back into the lead. Listen, my children, and you shall hear, Pamela.
The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere.
That's the gentleman we're looking for, Paul Revere. And again, a tie. Yeah. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of that Fame Game board and a lot of information about a famous person. Do remember that, one person. I am a musician, singer, and composer, born in England in 1942 with the first name James. John.
Paul McCartney.
That's right. How did you get that from James? You got that?
I knew that trivia.
Well done. Well, John, you've earned yourself a pick of that board. There's a $10 money card. Summer will show it to you right now.
It's behind the number 9.
The lights are running around the board, and you will stop them. They will lock that into your buzzer. You can stop it when you'd like.
Number 9.
Right next to it, number 6. You missed the money car, but you get a nice prize.
A gas range. Hardwick's Deluxe Century Series gas range. Full featured with a continuous cleaning oven and contemporary design. Furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company.
Well, that's not bad. $699 range.
Now all I have to do is learn how to cook.
That's right. Now you've got the cooking utensils to do it with now. We'll give you some lessons. We'll be right back. I mentioned our champion, Chris Ciardi, needed a win with just $72 for that $8,000 jukebox. But the kick is he must win, and right now he's trailing by 2 questions, as John and Pamela are doing very well, both at 35. What part of his body did a goose give up in order, Chris?
His feathers.
No. In order for you to enjoy pâté de foie gras, no, he gave up his liver. Quick buzzer cost you on that. You were close. Down to 20. The song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head is Pamela?
DJ Thomas, the Sundance Kid. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, DJ Thomas.
No, I'm sorry. The judge had to rule against you because you, unfortunately, gave the wrong answer first. The Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head is the theme for what movie? And it's not BJ Thomas. It is indeed Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That's the chance you take with that quick buzzer. It costs you 5. John's in the lead. What do you have a problem doing if you have dyslexia? Chris?
Breathing.
What?
Breathing.
Breathing? No.
Same.
A reading or spelling. It is an eye disorder, and it costs you 5, Chris. Name the 4 somethings that are worn as good luck charms by a bride. Pamela.
A penny in your shoe. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
No, you didn't.
And a penny in your shoe.
No, you didn't. No, the 4, I think traditionally it's the 4 things are something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. You might have added the penny in the shoe, but that's not one of the 4 that most people use. I'm sorry. Pamela, you lose another 5. Doggone it. Well, John, you just sat there cleaning up while they went backwards. You've got a $10 lead, and you can buy this.
John, turn your home into a gallery with this beautiful piece of art, an exquisite bronze sculpture, a detailed contemporary work that depicts a gentleman whose prime has passed him by, furnished by Celeste, and it's normally priced at $750, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Well, that's very nice. Looks like we've got a Bierstadt on this wall and a Sicily on this one and a Gavianti right here. That's Greg's name. Greg, you did very well there. Nice piece of art, though. $750. Are you interested, John?
Sorta
means I got to help him out with his decision. $10 it would cost you here. You'd be in a tie with Pamela. $750 for the artwork. And $300 in cash to make it an over $1,000 bargain, and you'd be in a tie.
That's nice, John.
Going once, that's nice, says Pamela.
Oh, buy it, John.
He's buying again. Enjoy that. Very nice. Over $1,000 bargain for just $10, and we've got a tie again with Pamela and John. Chris, 2 questions behind. Presidents Kennedy, Nixon, and Carter all served in the same branch of the armed forces. Chris.
The Navy.
Navy is what it is. Champion pulls it within $5 of Pamela and John. Name the animal from which a perfume fixative called ambergris is derived. Chris?
Whale.
We've got a 3-way tie. Sperm whale, to be exact. It is a whale. 3-way tie. What nation has an official name spelled E-I-R-E? Chris?
Ireland.
Ireland is right. For the first time today, the champion goes into the lead. What word describes the state of reduced metabolic activity in certain animals during the winter? Chris?
Hibernation.
Hibernation it is. The champion makes a big move. Goes to 35. The American poet who wrote the immortal line, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker, is Ogden... John?
Nash.
Nash is right, and John goes to 30 in second place, yes. Ogden Nash had some great poems and some of those lovely, quick, short poems. I think my all-time favorite Ogden Nash poem offered this advice. If called by a panther, don't answer. We'll be right back. After a segment where the players had a little trouble getting untracked, finally the champion did. He's moved into the lead by $5 over John, $10 over Pamela. And we're going to put a $15 money card up there on the board in addition to that $10 with a fame game and a famous thing. We are an organization. We were organized in 1873 to enforce federal law. There are now more than 16,000 of us combating crime over a wide territory. Chris.
Texas Rangers.
No, incorrect. Took a chance it did not pay off. And as I say, you're playing for control of the board, not for dollars, so you stay at 35. But you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for John and Pamela. We receive 6 months of training and graduate as constables. Our motto, John.
The National Guard?
No. Pamela, break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. Please don't shout out any answers. Our motto is maintain the right. Since 1974, we have welcomed women to our ranks. On ceremonial occasions, our men still wear our famed scarlet tunics and wide-brimmed hats. While our name implies we ride horses, we actually use motor vehicles to get around Canada. We are the RCMP. We are...
The Canadian Mounties.
The Mounties. Royal Canadian Mounted Police will accept Mounties. And you're right. Yeah, I think both John and Chris fell into that trap. We said federal law. You immediately thought of U.S. federal law, and it's Canadian law. Pamela, we'll add the $15 money card.
Find number four.
And the lights are flashing, Pamela, and now we lock those lights into your buzzer. Good luck. Stop it when you want to.
Come on, four.
Ooh, you missed it, but you've got a lovely prize, I'm sure.
Yes, a color TV. A great little color TV features 9-inch screen, AC-DC operation, and ultra-compact styling to make this terrific portable easy to carry from room to room. From Green and Roberts.
Always a nice prize, color TV.
Thank
you. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And now with the gentleman back in, this question for five. What Swedish word is used to describe an entire meal served buffet? Pamela.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord it is, beating everyone at the buzzer, and $5 separate the players again. Now the director of the American Ballet Theater. This dancer defected from the Soviet Union, Pamela.
Baryshnikov.
In 1974, Baryshnikov it is. We've got a three-way tie. I beg your pardon. A tie between Pamela and Chris and John, a question behind. In the TV series Welcome Back, Cotter, who played Sweat Hog, Pamela?
John Travolta.
Who played Vinnie Barbarino? You are right. It is John Travolta. Pamela goes into the lead. You took a chance, and Pamela, right now, it could pay off handsomely. Look at this.
Pamela, this instant bargain will be music to your ears. A beautiful stereo system, the DynaWave Tower 2 loudspeaker, combines state-of-the-art sound reproduction with cabinetry reflecting sophisticated taste and style, plus an audio system furnished by Sawafuji, and it's normally priced at $1,275. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Wow. Great stereo, speakers. Looks like it even has running lights in case you want to take it in the car. Pamela, $1,275 stereo, $15. You have a $5 lead. I'm feeling generous. I'll let you be in a tie. You can have the stereo for the value of one question. Chris thinks you should buy it for $5.
Oh, I love
going
it.
Going once, going twice. Oh, yeah, enjoy that for just $5. Great stereo. Enjoy it. We knock $5 off your score, and Chris and Pamela in the tie, and John, just a question behind. Down to the wire we go right after this. That's goodbye.
Yeah.
Should be lovely. You'll enjoy that. Well, the game is close. Pamela and Chris both at 35, and John, just a question behind. Let's get back to it. What mountain was home of the mythological Greek gods? Chris.
Olympus.
Olympus it is. Champion back in the lead by five. Name the famous arch that celebrates Napoleon's victories. Chris.
Arch de Triomphe.
Yes, indeed. Arc de Triomphe, and you go to 45. In the movie Coal Miner's Daughter, Sissy...
Loretta Lynn.
Sissy Spacek played who? Loretta Lynn is right, and good anticipation from Pamela. She takes chances. This time it paid off. She's up to 40. Third and final crack of the fame game, and all three money cards, including a big one worth $25, will be up on the board. We're looking for a famous person. My story is found in the Bible. Before I was born, my mother made a vow which forbade me to eat or drink certain things. When a Philistine woman proved unfaithful to me, I killed 1,000 of her people with the jawbone of an ass. My downfall came when another woman had my... Chris?
Samson?
Had my hair cut as I slept. Samson it is. Chris gets control of that board. Well, Summer, we'll show him that $25.
It's behind the number five.
Well, you got seven numbers left. Three of them are big money cards. Chris, we're locked in down to your buzzer. You can go when you want to.
Come on, number five.
Miss the money cards. I know your opponents are happy about that. I hope you'll be happy with this.
Silver Service. Leonard Silver's beautifully silver-plated five-piece coffee and tea service, including a coffee pot, teapot, sugar bowl, creamer, and a footed tray. Furnished by Leonard Silver Manufacturing Company.
$500 Silver Service, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Well, he didn't find the money cards, so the game is going down to the wire. We finish it with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. Chris, 45. Pamela, question behind it. 40. John, just three questions behind at 30, and I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. Who wrote the play The Odd Couple? John.
Neil Simon.
Right. In arithmetic, what is the reverse of division? Pamela.
Multiplication.
Right. In what sport would you try to avoid a sand trap? Chris.
Golf.
Right. What singer is known as the Divine Miss M? Chris.
Bette Midler.
Right. Which symbol of the zodiac has the crab as its symbol? Chris.
Cancer.
Right. What color was the boy in Thomas Gainsborough? Chris.
Blue.
Right. For what explorer is the capital of Ohio named? Chris.
Columbus.
Right. What liquid is considered to be the universal solvent? Pamela.
Water.
Right. To what part of your body would you give a pedicure? Pamela.
Foot.
Right. In what country did the D-Day landings take? Chris.
France.
Right. Name the Argonaut who led the search for the golden... Chris.
Jason.
Right. In the popular TV series, who played the $6 million man? John.
Lee Majors.
Right. What best-selling book told the story of the slave Kunta Kinte? Pamela.
Roots.
Right. In what French palace could you visit the famous Hall of Mirrors? Pamela.
Marseille.
Right. Jakarta is the capital of what Pacific Ocean? Chris.
Indonesia.
Right. Who's said time is up, and Chris has won it again. Yes. Congratulations. And we didn't take anything away from Pamela for the pronunciation on that last one. We've got to say goodbye to Pamela and John, and a good day for both of them. They are not going home empty-handed. John, you've got the food processor, the gas range, the artwork, $540 in cash. Not bad for one day. You're over $2,400 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And Pamela, you got the color TV. You've got the stereo with the cash in front of you. Also a good total, $1,690 for you as well.
That's great.
Thank you. But Chris Ciardi came out on top, and he is going to join me shopping. Come on, Chris. And again, a very good speed round was the difference.
The pressure.
Yes, you are tough when the pressure's on. We'll add that money to your previous total. You're up to $273. You easily have enough to afford this.
Move your feet to the beat of this fabulous jukebox. Designed in the style of post-war jukebox America. Its vintage styling is an explosion of color, highlighted by chrome and mellowed by soft wood shades of intricate cabinet trim. Furnished by Jukeboxes for Rent. Normally priced at $8,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
You've got $273, so you easily have enough money for that. Got some big hits on there, too. My Boy Lollipop is there. Don't You Want Me? Oh, I like that. The Crow in the Cradle, one of my all-time favorites. You know, the next thing up the line now, and win with just $67 more, should you decide to come back, is the diamond ring, and you've already seen that, but you haven't seen the next thing beyond that. Get the $445. How about this?
Here's a fashion showstopper, these magnificent his and hers fur coats. For the gentleman, elegant vertical design of Norwegian fur, single-breasted. And for her, stylish vertical body with notch collar. From Dicker & Dicker of Beverly Hills. Normally priced at $15,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Well, you say your kids are going to love seeing you on television, but they love seeing you in those his and her furs there. That's up the line a bit. Chris, if you get yourself up to $750, you'll have no decision to make. We will give you every prize on this stage, plus this.
The cash jackpot of $71,000.
And that jackpot is going up. Chris, right now, $273 will buy you that jukebox. You can take that and leave with everything else that you've picked up along the way, or you can put your money into the bank, play on the next thing up the line, the diamond ring, but you've got to keep on winning. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision in a moment. Back with our champion, Chris Ciardi. You've built your bank account now up to $273, and $273 will buy you that jukebox. You can take it and leave, or put your money in the bank. You'd need another win and 67 more dollars, and you could have that beautiful diamond ring. So, Chris, what's it going to be?
I'm coming back.
He's coming back. I thought he was. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot, and Chris will be two new challenges next time on Channel of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.